Good evening, Rabosai. We're speaking about Kibud Av V'Aim, and we raised the question, what about, you're not allowed to mention your father's name, certainly not to his face, but not if he's in the room, and maybe even not if he's anywhere. You're not allowed to just say your father's name. It's a violation of Kibud Av V'Aim, just like you can't mention your Rebbe by his name, and you can't mention your Rebbe's name. The question would be, what happens if you add an appellation, if you add a title? My father, Yankel Shmerel, or Avi Mori, Yankel Shmerel, or maybe even Avi, Yankel Shmerel. Does that appellation of Avi or Avi Mori or Abba, which then is followed by the name, does that make it better? So this is a fascinating discussion that is, I'll show you what the source for this possibility is and how it appears in the Shulchan Aruch and some applications. The source for this halach has actually nothing to do with parents, nothing to do with Kibud Av V'Aim, but similar to many other halachas of Kibud Av V'Aim, sourced in the halachas of honoring a Rebbe. And from that, we're going to possibly draw it to Kibud Av V'Aim as well. So Gemara in Sanhedrin says the following. The Gemara is talking about what is the definition of an apikores, what's the definition of a megalut panim b'Torah, somebody who is blasphemous against Torah. And the Gemara has numerous possibilities what defines an apikores. Among them is, Rav Nachman says, Zeh HaKorei Rabo Bishmo. You call your Rebbe by his real name, as opposed to addressing him as Rebbe or Rebbe Mori, but you call him by his name. So that's considered an apikores. And the Gemara brings the source for this, the source from Tanakh. Source goes like this, Gehazi was Elisha's assistant, right? He was Elisha's right-hand man. Do I have my Tanakh right? I think so. So, the Gemara says, Mipnei man enash Gehazi. Why was, yes, I'm right, why was Gehazi punished for whatever he was punished? Because he called his Rebbe Elisha by his name, as the Pasuk says, Vayomer Gehazi, Adoni HaMelech, when I think it's with the story with the Isha Shunamis, Elisha went to a certain hostess who took care of him, and he gave her his son, miraculously a son, and then when the baby got sick or died, she ran to get Elisha to be Mechaya the Yeled. And when this woman was approaching Elisha to say, my son died, you have to, you know, why you have to be Mechaya him, or why are you playing games with him, why do you give me a son who's going to die? So when she was approaching, Gehazi saw this woman coming, and says to his Rebbe, Elisha, I see that woman. Or Elisha said, who's that woman coming towards us? And Gehazi says, Zos Taisha, that's the one that Elisha was Mechai. So he mentioned the name Elisha, who was his Rebbe. And that's why he was punished. So because of that, you see a story in Tanakh, at least, that if a person mentions his Rebbe's name by name, then that person could be punished, and that's the Gemara's example of somebody who is an apikores, or megalut panim b'Torah, not a good thing. Rashi there is the important point. Rashi there says, what was wrong? What's wrong with calling a Rebbe by his name? Says Rashi, he said the name, v'lo v'eino omer mori rabbi ploni. You see from Rashi that if you say mori rabbi shmerel beryl, Mori Rebbe Shmerel Beryl, then it's okay. Because Rashi said, what's the problem? The problem is calling him Ploni. But if you call him Mori Rabbi Ploni, it's okay. So you see that if you add an appellation, if you add a title to the Rebbe's name, you don't call him, Yankel, you call him Reb Yankel or Rebbe Yankel. That would make it better. So that's by the halach of a Talmud Chacham, of a Rebbe, of Kavod Harav. So if you open up at Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch records the halach. Of course, you're not allowed to call your Rebbe by his name. And then the Rama adds, that's all kol zeh dafka when you only mention his name alone. Aval mutar lomar, Rebbe Mori Ploni, the name itself. Rebbe Mori Yankel Shmerel, Rebbe Mori Yankel Beryl, Shmerel Beryl. That's okay. And in the little parentheses, what's his source? Rashi in Sanhedrin. The Rashi that we just pointed out on that story with Elisha and his student Gehazi. So you see from that Rashi, which makes his way into the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch, that you're allowed to call your Rebbe by his name if you add the word Rebbe in front of it. We know that somebody would go to Rav Moshe, they might address him you know, they wouldn't say, Moshe, what are you paskin in this shah? They'd say, Reb Moshe, and that's how he would be addressed. That's based on this Rambam. The Gra on that Shulchan Aruch says there's another source. Another source in Tanakh, in Chumash, maybe it's better, it's a source from Chumash, where we see, right, the Gra on the Shulchan Aruch, is his job on the Shulchan Aruch is always to point out the sources for the halachas in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Gra says there's a source for this halach in the Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to call your Rebbe by his name if you add a title, if you add an appellation, from a pasuk in Chumash, a story in Chumash. It doesn't appear explicitly. Do you remember when the Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about in Dvarim, he says that I gave you the Torah, and I asked you if you wanted to hear the Torah from myself, and you all said you wanted to hear from me as opposed to from Hashem. Vatanu asi vatomru tov hadavar. Yeah, it's better if we hear the Torah from you. Rashi says, but wait a second. Moshe was angry at them because it's better to hear the Torah directly from. It would have been better to hear the Torah directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not from Moshe Rabbeinu. Listen to how Moshe said this to them. This is how Chazal bring it down. Omar Lahem, Moshe said to them, it would have been better that you said, no, we don't want to hear from you, we want to hear it from Hashem. You should have said, Lav Rabbeinu Moshe. You should have said, no, Rabbeinu Moshe, we want to hear it from Hashem himself. So that means Moshe Rabbeinu said, you guys, talking to Bnei Yisrael, should have said, Rabbeinu Moshe. Oh, what do you see from that? That you're allowed to address, Moshe Rabbeinu is complaining, that Bnei Yisrael, guys, Bnei Yisrael, you should have said, Rabbeinu Moshe, I want you to, I don't want to hear it from you, I want to hear it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbeinu Moshe, you see from there, says the Gra, that Moshe Rabbeinu himself, in this Chazal, says that they should have called him Rabbeinu Moshe, again, saying the same point, calling him by his for name, Moshe, but with the title of Rabbeinu. We're going to get there. The Chronim bring that, yes. So based on this, yes, that's another part. You're saying the contrary. You're saying Adoni Moshe, that's Adoni, there it's Adoni. So you're saying another source. Yeah, the Achronim bring that pasuk for a different point, which we'll see shortly, but you're right. Adoni Moshe, you see that you could, Yeshua calls Moshe by his name, Moshe, but adds the word Adoni, and that seems to be okay. Yeah. That's all by a Talmud Chacham, by a Rav. What about by a father? We'll see tomorrow a story in the Gemara where we apply the same rule to a father that will teach us, and hopefully tomorrow we'll find this out, that if you address your father, you say, Abba, and mention his name, Abba, Shmero Beryl, that would also be okay based on what we just said. Just like you can say Reb, or Rebbe, or Mori, Shmero Beryl, so too you'll see that be able to say the same thing by father, and that we'll see Be'ez Hashem next time.